Friday, the 4th of July. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, it's Friday, and on Fridays, we like to look ahead to Sunday's Gospel and to think a little bit about the Gospel that we're going to hear. And Sunday's Gospel is an interesting one. It is the story of Jesus sending out 72 of his friends to go to all the towns in the nearby places and to go and tell them about God and to go and heal people and cast out demons, but most importantly, to tell them about God and about God's love for them. And one of the things that I want us to notice happens in the very first line of Sunday's Gospel. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others, and he sent them out two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. And I want us to notice, does Jesus send us out on our own? And the answer is no, he doesn't. He sends us out with a friend. He sent them out in twos, not all on their own to go and do things, but to do them with somebody else. This is really, really important. We see Jesus doing this a couple of times, that he gathers people together in groups, he helps them to work in groups, and he sends them out in little groups, even little groups of two. Jesus wants us to work with others. He wants us to be friends in the Lord. Friendship is a core part of what it means to be a Christian. Being in community together. You may hear that word community at church or at school. We talk about creating beloved community. Friendship is important. Jesus drew friends around him to help him with his work. He wanted them to work together. And he still wants us to work together, to be working together as friends. And in fact, that's important for our society. Every now and then, I hear children complaining when they say that they've got to do a project at school and it's group work, and nobody likes doing group work because they kind of go, but it's not fairness. Sometimes one person does more work than the others and we all get the same mark, and. Have you ever heard those conversations? Well, I hate to tell you this, but life requires group work. We have to rely on other people to survive. If you go and work somewhere, you will inevitably end up working as part of a team. We need each other to survive. We need each other in our families. We need each other in our work. We need each other in our friendship groups. And Jesus knew this. He knew this about human beings. And that's why he sends them out into the world together in pairs, going to go and do his work for him with a friend. I want you to think about, who is your friend? If you were to pick a friend who you would like to go and do something good for God with, who would that person be? Who do you think Jesus would choose for you to work with? This is important. Perhaps someone at school, or perhaps a family member. But who do you like to do things with? When we work together, something more is added. It's kind of amazing, but you get more out of working with another person than you do on your own. Not just the work, but the friendship and the camaraderie can be amazing. So today, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of friendship, and we ask that we might, with our friends, work to bring about your kingdom here on earth. Amen. Thank you.